We do not know who's going to be playing quarterback, but we do know who's going to be waving the flag when the Bills take the field on Sunday. The leader of the charge on the platform up above the tunnel entrance of New Era Field, it's going to be this guy, Will Wolford. 13 years in the NFL, first-round pick of the Buffalo Bills in 1986. He played 7 years here, 3 years with the Colts, 3 years with the Steelers, and he is on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with us right now from his home in Louisville. Will, good afternoon. John Murphy and Donald Jones here. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How about yourself?
We're okay. You're coming back to Buffalo, where you'll be happy to know it's going to be 23 degrees and a little snowy when you get here this weekend.
That's my kind of weather. I have no problem with that at all.
I know.
Will, where are you now?
Louisville, Kentucky, where I was raised.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll like it here. You're a hockey guy, too. Right? You got into hockey when you were playing here, didn't you?
Sure. After my first year, I did not miss many games because I live there year-round. And I split tickets with Ken Hull, and he used to go home in the off season, so I had a little more room to spread out. No, yeah. I love the Sabres.
Why did you stay here year-round, Will? I can't recall it.
Workouts.
Okay.
My wife was working here as well. She went to law school here and graduated and ended up working for the U.S. Attorney's Office. So, you know, back then kids didn't travel as much as they do nowadays. It wasn't that easy to get to and from Louisville, so we stayed in Buffalo.
Hey, Will, what's it like for you to come back? I know you've been back. You come back for golf tournaments and Bills alumni events, but to come back here and be the leader of the charge, have you ever done this before, wave the flag?
You know, I have not, but I've been to a Bills game in December, probably last 5 or 6 years in a row. I work during the day at Morgan Stanley. In the afternoon, though, I'm the head football coach at my alma mater here, St. X Tigers, which is a big undertaking. So that usually runs up until December. But I've made a game every December for the last 5 or 6 years and always enjoy it. I mean, it's coming home. Love living up in Buffalo. I tease people all the time. I may be the first guy from the South to retire and buy a spot up in Buffalo because we enjoyed it.
You know, we had Cornelius on
last week.
And we were talking about he was the leader of the charge last week and what it would be like to come and wave the flag, standing above the team, running out, you know, underneath your platform. It's one thing to come back to a game and just watch the game. It might feel totally different to you, though, to actually lead the team out of the tunnel.
Oh, I think it'll be emotional. I mean, there's no doubt about it. A lot of great memories. We didn't lose a lot of games coming out of that tunnel, especially the last 5 years that I played in Buffalo. Some of my best friends I ran out of that tunnel with. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be a special moment.
You spent 3 years playing for the Colts. You spent some time in Indy on the Colts radio broadcast with our buddy Bob Lamy. But you consider yourself a Buffalo Bill, I would guess, Will, as opposed to an Indianapolis Colt?
I do, for sure. I mean, living there 7 years, and when we left, it was kind of a tough circumstance. The wife certainly didn't want to leave. You know, we knew everybody in town. You know, she interned at the DA's office and then went to work for the U.S. Attorney's Office. So we knew every cop and every FBI agent and all the attorneys associated with it during our time. You know, and it's a great small town that we really enjoyed living in.
And you mentioned the unusual circumstances. That was all part of an offer sheet, right, that the Colts put out there. Obviously, it financially was a good deal for you, but did you ever have any second thoughts about that, making that move as you look back on it?
I tried not to. You know, at that time, you know, Jimmy Irsay was the general manager, and, you know, he put two clauses in it that I knew were going to be very difficult for the Buffalo Bills to match. But then again, I was getting ready to make three times as much money as I thought I was going to make. And, you know, it was a tough decision. There's a lot of loyalty in football until you're not good enough, and then they cut you.
Yeah.
And I remember friends of mine, they cut a friend of mine who had just had shoulder surgery, and his other hand, he had a broken hand, and he was not functional, and they cut him and sent him on his way. So you think about those kind of stories, you know, it's a business decision, but no doubt about it, we love living in Buffalo.
And now, 1993, when that happened, it was, free agency in the league was just in its infancy. Nowadays, that kind of player movement, it's much more common, it seems, and doesn't it doesn't have the same impact as it did maybe 25 to 24 years ago, huh?
No, probably not, but you still want to keep your core guys in the middle. You know, the game's won from the ball out. You try to keep those guys D-line, O-line, and intact as much as possible. Sure, you want to make sure you keep the guys who sell tickets as well. But, you know, the game hasn't changed that much. The guys up front have a whole lot to do with it.
Guys up front you played with were really good, Will. And, you know, you're always in search of good offensive linemen, but you played with a heck of a group, including the late, great Ken Hull, who I know was really the central figure on that offensive line, wasn't he?
He really was. I mean, your center is going to be your leader anyway, and right now Buffalo has a great one in Eric Wood. And, you know, during my time, Ken Hull was obviously a great one as well. He was, you know, he was my best friend on the team. I still keep in touch with his wife, Kay. My wife's getting ready to head down there next month or two and spend some time with her. You know, it's a shame Kent's not with us because I always wanted him and Eric Wood to meet and hang out a little bit because they have a lot in common, not just the position. But, no, Kent was special. In my mind, he belongs in the NFL Hall of Fame because he was that guy for us.
Hey,
you know, he told a lot of people what to do.
Hey, Will, you know, you talked about coaching, and I'm sure you watch, you know, you watch games on Sundays. There's been a lot of talk about a lot of different positions really not ready for the NFL as they come out of college, as the college game is changing so much. This year in particular, it's been a lot of talk about offensive line play and bad offensive line play. What do you think about the offensive line play in general in the NFL?
I don't think it's changed that much. I mean, if you're going to – it's hard to get five really good offensive linemen. Not many teams have them. And the ones that do, they're usually successful. Or they have a quarterback who's just so exceptional that they can get away with a lesser quality lineman. You know, your matchup this weekend, I think that's one reason why the Colts have struggled. They haven't been able to strengthen their offensive line for years. And they've had some quarterbacks who could, you know, overcome it. But, you know, it's kind of catching up to them right now. There's no team in the league right now that has seven offensive linemen. They go out on the field and they're feeling, you know, great about it. They're just it's rare. It's hard to get kids who can do that job. It's always been rare.
Well, with Will Wolford, the former Bills offensive lineman, coming back to be the leader of the charge. Hey, Will, you mentioned your high school football coaching career at your alma mater, St. Xavier High School in Louisville. You just wrapped up your season, what, last weekend, right, in the state championship game, and you lost to a crosstown rival. Is that right?
We did. Thanks for bringing that up.
No, you made it to the finals.
It was a very good year. We lost to two teams throughout the year, Cincinnati St. X, which is a powerhouse in their own right, and then our rival, Trinity High School, and they're very good. So we end up playing 15 games, and, you know, it's a big undertaking. We have 100 freshmen a year. We have 170 kids playing football from sophomore, junior, and senior. We just had our banquet the other night, and it was 57 seniors walking down the aisle.
Wow.
And for a big all-boys private high school where every one of those kids are prepped for college and go to college, you know, that's a lot of kids, and that's a whole lot of parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kind of glad the season's wrapped up. I wish we would have had the W.
You get some time to yourself now.
No doubt about it. And you get a little bit. Then January 8th, we start back up, but, you know, it's great to be around the kids. And, you know, the lucky part for me, you know, we are a pretty expensive school. Those kids all show up. They all work as hard as they can. And they take instruction very, very well. And with a guy with three daughters every once in a while yelling at a bunch of boys, I kind of get my fix.
Hey, well, what you're 4 or 5 years into that coaching career, right, at St. X?
I just finished my fifth year.
What do you like about coaching at the high school level?
Oh, you only coach it for one reason. That's the kids. Well, two reasons. The kids and the guys you coach with. You know, this year we have a kid, you know, he was a hat chooser, an offensive lineman. He's 6'3", 290. And you know, you really enjoy that kid because he gets it. You know, he has taken coaching from freshman year on. When he was a sophomore, I played him because he was really good. And, you know, and you love coaching that kid. But you also love coaching the kid who's going to end up being, he's going on the scout team. And he comes out and he gives everything he can every day to make the team better. And, you know, and all in between there, you have a whole bunch of kids who buy into it because, you know, they get it. It's a lot of fun to coach a kid at that level.
You know, Will, every level of coaching has its different challenges. At the high school level, you have to deal with parents who want their kids
sure.
to play. And you have to deal with kids who might think they're better than they are, you know. And so – what challenges do you face coaching at that level?
With the number of kids we have, you're not doing it for the parents. And there's no doubt about it. I really should keep notes and write a book. Sometimes the complaints are just bizarre. But I also understand it. I mean, their family members are at the game. They're juiced up. Their kids first, second, and third. They have no idea about the team part of the game. And it's amazing to me how many men who played football forget about it when their kids involved. But, I mean, again, it's worth it because the benefit of coaching the young men far outweighs it.
Well, you used to dabble in horse racing, right, a little bit down there in horse country. You still doing any of that?
You know, since I started coaching, I didn't think that was a good idea. So I haven't owned a horse in the last 5 years, but I certainly still pay attention to it. I attend the Kentucky Derby every year. Still have a lot of friends involved in it. It's our professional sport here in Louisville.
Hey, what's your plan when you get here to Buffalo this weekend? You got a favorite restaurant you're going to hit or people you want to look up? What are you going to do?
Yeah. For the last 5 years, I do the same thing. We fly in early Sunday, go to Eric Wood's house, get our tickets, go over to the Big Tree Inn, tailgate, go to the game, hit Jim Kelly's tailgate after, wait for Eric, go around the complex, show some people the facility, go by Eric's house, hit Elio's, have dinner. And then by that point, at my age, I'm completely exhausted. Most of the people I'm traveling with will be right there with me.
That sounds like the perfect weekend. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here this weekend. Thanks very much for coming on with us today.
Anytime, guys. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.